what your goals are today in meeting with folks from the local business community.
Sure. Well, our mandate is to quantify the economic impact of Texas A&M home games and to look at what that has been historically, and then also to look out what would happen to the local economy if Texas A&M home football games relocated for a year or even two. And so that exercise is a very fact-driven analysis with a lot of financial and tax and sales data, but it's also a stakeholder input process. And so this morning we hosted an event with roughly 60, 70 people. We're going to be doing another event this afternoon to really gather input from the community on how Texas A&M affects their businesses. And it was just an opportunity to do some listening and learn a little bit.
And as you made mention to, we're in between your two sessions, based on what's anticipated in your numbers for this afternoon, give me a sense of how interested the Bryan-College Station community is in this situation compared to what Oxford did in your Gulf study or some of your other work.
Sure. And yeah, we do have a reference point, having done these sorts of studies around the world even, and I think it's pretty striking how engaged the community is. Clearly, this is an extremely important issue and viewed as vital to the business community and to households and the university as well. So, very impressive how how interested and how engaged the community is on this issue.
How much of what occurred this morning and what could happen this afternoon has been much of you and Oxford people asking the audience questions, as well as people in the audience asking you all questions?
Mm-hmm. Well, mostly, we structured the event in two main parts. The first was us sharing what our objectives are and how we're going to go about conducting this analysis and giving everyone a sense of where we're headed. But the majority of the time we spent really facilitating a conversation so that we could get the observations, the experiences, and the perspectives of the local community. And the insights they provided were really eye-opening. The impact of Texas A&M football is extraordinarily broad. I mean, it's affecting everything from real estate to car sales to wholesalers to tax receipts to local aviation. And what we're realizing and what even this first session has helped us to expand is that the view of the impact of these home games is indeed quite broad.
Even broader than some of the other studies that you've done for, again, I'm going to point back towards the Gulf aftermath as maybe the closest example that listeners will really understand.
Indeed, yeah. And it is in some ways, because you can take the work that we did on the Gulf oil spill. We're looking at the effects of downturns in visitation. Here we're looking at not only the effects of no longer people coming, but you've got locals that instead will be traveling outside of the community to spend their money. So it's not only the loss of would-be inflows of money, but in its place, an outflow of money as people would be in this scenario, if home games are played outside the community, that money is going to be flowing out of the community instead of into it.
Let me have you then explain what happens from here.
So we're looking at another 2 weeks of data collection and information gathering. We've got a number of requests that are pending to receive financial data, and we're going to be doing a formal survey of the community and the businesses in Bryan-College Station. And that's all going to happen over the next 2 weeks. So then we're going to move from there to creating an economic impact model that translates all of the data that we've received into dollar cents, which will then be translated into taxes and jobs and income. So we're going to measure it in a number of ways, how it affects not only businesses but households, how it affects the unemployment rate, and how it affects government tax receipts. So do all of that analysis. That'll be in the following 2 weeks, and creating a report out of that that will then be released toward the end of August.
Anything else for listeners to be aware of as y'all are going through this process?
Well, I think it's an interesting situation where the analysis itself matters quite a great deal, and you know we do a lot of studies where you know the results are they're important, but they more inform a general view and maybe a long-term strategy. I think the situation here is a lot more dynamic, where the results inform a very real and important decision. And we're certainly aware of that, and we're grateful to be part of it.
It's a foregone conclusion there's going to be a negative impact if there is no A&M football, but that's not the entire reason why you all are doing what you're doing.
That's right. I mean, there's actually two parts to it. It's not only to measure the impact of home games, and then by extension, what the loss would be if home games are moved out of the area for a period of time, but also to look at the potential upside as the benefits of moving into the SEC conference are realized, and look at the future. And it does seem to be a bright one. And so we'll be looking at some of the potential increases in that economic impact as the program moves into the SEC.